Okay, everybody's making plans, and I'm talking to a lot of chaver about their disappointments. Most of us plan an entire year from last Pesach. We were hoping to go with whom we were hoping to be. And there's so many tachniot, arrangements, so much thought that goes into Pesach for months and months in advance. And Hashem's Baruch sent this bug into the world, and we're all scrambling to figure things out. Plan B, Plan C, Plan D. And I just want to share with you a tiny little thing that will have to become more. It's really part of a much, much bigger shiur, a bigger talk for a different time, Mr. Shem, maybe closer to Yontif. You all know that around a half a year before he died, a short time before he died, Rabbi Nachman began to tell stories. He said that he found that the Torahs were not reaching the place that he wanted them to reach, so the time had come to tell stories. And the most famous of the stories is the seven beggars. And each one is a story within a story. But I'm sure you all remember Ma'aseh Pamachas HaYemelech. Once there was a king, V'hoylo ben Yochid, and he had an only son. And the king wanted to give over the kingdom to his son during his lifetime. And the king made a tremendous, tremendous banquet, a celebration. Rabbi Nachman goes on to describe that. Tremendous, tremendous simcha. All of the ministers and the officials, all the knackers were there at the simcha. And everybody was very happy. And there were all different types of joyous things that were going on. Kepelyish, there was an orchestra, and Kamedish, there were shows. And then the Kshanasu, when everybody was at the height of the Simcha, of the prince celebrating his Melucha, his being appointed king. The king got up and he said to his son, since you know that I have the ability to gaze at the stars and to tell the future. And I see that in the future you're going to lose the Malucha, you're going to lose control over the kingdom. You're going to be dethroned. Something's going to happen. See to it that you won't be sad on that day when you lose the Malucha. Rakti b'simcha, just be b'simcha. And there's more to that, even that part of the story, but what that means for us right now is each one of us, every person has a melucha. For some, it's work, the control that he has over people at work, the responsibilities, in the family, in a tzibur, in a kehila. When a person is a matzliach, when he's successful in his melucha, he feels that he's in control and things are going his way. And what he planned at work or with the family, everything came out just the way that the king expected. Everything came out just the way the king expected. But in life, Rabbi Nachman is saying, even though Hashem gives each and every one of us a melucha, and we're usually very busy with multiple meluchas, and we feel that we're in control. But the way that it is in life, Ibn Achim is saying, is that the king tells the prince, who has now been promoted to the king says to his son, I want you to know that I see that in the future you're going to fall from the Malucha. It's not going to turn out the way that you want. But if you're truly, truly a king, I'll be proud of you, because if you're truly a king on that day, you won't become depressed, you won't become sad. That there won't be any sadness, depression on that day when all the plans that you made in your malchus didn't work out, of how Pesach was going to look like, of who you were going to be with, of how exciting and how much fun it was going to be, and so on and so forth. And it's not going to be the way, it's not going to be at all the way that you expected. And you're going to be dethroned from that vision of the Malucha that you had. So the king of all kings, Hashem, is saying to each and every one of us, be careful, because if you're really a king, then you're in control of yourself. And if you're really a king, then you know that there's a king of all kings, that there's a father who's the true king. And that at the end of the day, no one can control this world. No one can control the future. And you can make all of the plans that you wanted. But at the end, Hashem says, Roa, ani roa shata osad lerid mamlucha, be careful on that day not to fall into a place of atzus. I think that's a very, very big thing that's happening right now in the world. So many people all over the world, everywhere in the world, are watching the malchus that they were so careful to build and craft according to their plans and their hopes and expectations, and they're watching these maluchas crumble, mamash fall to pieces. And that's hurting people terribly financially, emotionally, and so on. Because the dimion, the delusion that a human being lives with, and that society has been living with, especially modern society with technology and so on, is that when the Malucha was given over to us by Hashem, the Malucha is absolute, and now we're the kings. And everything is up to us. And in one moment, Hashem showed us that the true Malchus is not whether you're in charge, because at the end of the day, we're not really in charge. Because Hashem is Melech Chai V'Kayim. True Malucha is, how are you going to conduct yourself on the day when the Malucha falls apart? How are you going to feel when you get past that initial shock and disappointment of it not being the Pesach that you were dreaming of? How are you going to think? How are you going to conduct yourself? A true melech, Reb Nachman is saying, a true melech is k'sheterid min ha-melucha, raktir b'simcha b'simcha. But when the melucha that you were building falls apart, raktir b'simcha. Hashem is both should help each and every one of us to remember who the real king is. And even though he's given us our little kingdoms in life, but to know that At any moment, they could fall apart. But the measure of a true king is, how do you feel and how do you think and how do you act when you're disappointed, when things don't go the way that you want? And if we have that simcha and we have that emuna, then whatever the Pesach, whatever it will be this Pesach, and even if a person, chas v'chalila, has to be by himself or by herself, whatever it is, it's going to be Zman Chereseinu. It's going to be the time of being free. Because ultimate freedom means that you're not dependent upon anybody or anything to be besimcha. Your simcha is not contingent upon certain conditions and circumstances being met. Certain conditions being met. The simcha is a simcha pnimis. It's an inner joy. Being avdei Hashem. Being Avdei Hashem. Hashem is also to help us to become true Avdei Hashem and to be free from all of the shibudim of those meluchas that are not up to us.